This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Not only are we going outside the box, we might be going outside the box without Ty Bollinger today. What I think he's on holiday.
Things that make you go, hey, Ty, maybe he forget. You know what? Maybe he thinks today's Monday.
You know, that's the thing. You brought that up earlier in the show, Super Don, that this is the week where we don't know what day it is. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing because it's kind of like this nebulous, you know, the end of the year, everybody's kind of taking a little bit of downtime. And when does it start up again in the new year? Do we do radio or are we not doing radio? And we're here the day after Christmas, and we'll see if Ty shows up this hour. If not, it'll just be anything goes for this hour, which is okay. Every once in a while, like the end of the year, nobody's listening anyway. Well, we do have listeners and watchers on YouTube as well. So we can just catch up on things just in general.
And we could. I mean, there are some stories that we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got some questions coming in on YouTube. Did you? Yeah, well you know, I don't know. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm messaging him one more time, but in the meantime,
if
there's something coming through, let me know.
Well, did we answer this? I think this came in just in the last few minutes about echinacea.
I mentioned it real quickly. Go ahead and ask the question. What is it?
Yeah, well, for those of you that are listening on radio, we also do a YouTube simulcast. So, you know, if you're driving in your car, don't try to attempt to do this. But, you know, if you're at home and you'd like to participate in the chat room, and you can ask questions. We get questions all the time, and people talking and answering each other's questions. It's an awesome community of listeners and viewers that we've got going on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But so you know, it was just kind of a basic question. You know, what is echinacea good for? Because you know, I don't think there's anybody alive who hasn't heard of echinacea. But you know, it's like somebody may ask, kind of like a Freshman Friday type of situation. What is echinacea? What would you want to use echinacea for?
Well, this is an herb that grows wild in North America that is made into a tincture, and that can be ingested. Some people encapsulate it, but can made in for the immune system, for the challenges like colds and flus. It's the classic, oh my gosh, I've been knocked down, let me get back up. And it's one of those things that is very profound. It's not supposed to be taken on a daily basis forever. It's more or less a response to. Right? Some people think of the silver hydrosol that way. Although you can take the silver hydrosol on a more regular daily basis, but we know that the silver specifically will modulate immunity, will not hyperstimulate it, and of course will reduce the pathogen burden, if you want to call it that. Viral replication slows it or stops it.
So
bacterial reproduction, but echinacea enhances immunity.
First thing that comes to mind when I hear echinacea is colds and flu.
Right.
I mean, that's just like just the thing that people go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is that time of year where you're dealing with a lot of colds and flu, so you'll hear it talked about a lot more, I think,
We've talked with Chris Barr, not a doc, about this.
He's a big fan. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. He swears and by it. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he talked about echinacea angustifolia was the more active form than purpurea. Mm. We'll have to go back into the archives. I've used both. But I've also used it in homeopathic form. But if you want to enhance immunity in those times of cold and flu, echinacea is a go-to herbal remedy. Okay? So, does that help?
All right. I think that answers the question. So I guess while we're waiting for time, the story that we had as a lead story for this hour comes from Natural News. And this is, you know, vaxxed. I mean, we've heard of vaccine,
yeah.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have the information in front of me on this, but isn't there a sequel to Vax coming out called Vax 2?
Yeah, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of recorded interviews. Stunning, stunning, horrific information from families who have been very pro-vaccine and then become ex-vaccine, right? But they're cataloged as anti-vaccine or anti-vaxxers. But they were all pro-vaccine, become ex-vaccine. Because of the disastrous response of their children after the vaccination. And there was one particular story that they have video on of this group of triplets. Now, they published the story through Brighteon. Our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger, set that up as an alternative to YouTube and other things because of the censorship, particularly on this issue, the vaccine issue. And the McDowell family in Detroit, Michigan, spoken out publicly about this medical violence that is being committed against children every day. And there's a link in the in that article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If 2019 could be a year that would be just transformative in a positive, powerful way, it would be the year finally when parents wake up before the damage occurs. Before, not after. Don't become an ex-vaxxer only after your child has been injured or even killed. In this case, three of the children, and there's a picture of them, Richie, Robbie, and Claire, they were all three vaccinated on the same day, and they all became severely autistic.
What are the odds, right, on something like that? You know, I mean, I just look at that just on face value, because you will hear people that are, I guess you would call them pro-vaccine instead of anti-vaccine, right? And they'll try and tell you it's rare, right? One in a million. Oh, you know, that, it's not even a blip on the radar. It just doesn't, it never happens really, you know? You're making a big deal out of nothing. Now here you've got a situation where you've got three kids in the same family that get vaccinated on the same day and all three become autistic. Statistically speaking, you would have to take that situation and just smack one of these guys upside the head with it and go, look. One in a million. How can you have three kids become, siblings, become autistic all at the same time?
And if it's not that, it's one in what, 40-something? This is the latest statistics. More common for boys than girls.
One in 40, I think, was the latest one we covered when that came out.
And this also had two little boys and a girl, and they all went there. And so it becomes, as I've said, one in one, right? When it happens to your child, it's not one in a million, one in 42, it's one in one. And they don't know which child is going to be that one, or in this case, that three in three. It becomes very problematic for the cultists, the vaccine cultists, to address an issue like this, unless they can go, it was genetic, they were already autistic, right? All three of them were autistic because of something the mom and the dad had. And you can hear that would be their argument. But if you're perfectly healthy and functional, and there's video proof, you could see it, and then after the shot, all three stop, let's say, progressing and regress into an autism spectrum, severe in this case, you've got to say then vaccines are the leading cause of coincidence on planet Earth, because every time there's a vaccine, in this case of three, it results in a disaster like autism. Now, we know that that's not the way it goes, and that's how they have plausible deniability about vaccines linked and causing autism, because if it were the cause, it would happen every time. But that's not biologically plausible at these levels, because there are some children, babies, whatever, that have a better ability to methylate, to bind or sequester the toxic elements of a vaccine, including aluminum or mercury or other things that could be triggering and making the inflammatory cascade irreversible in a sense, or certainly at least temporarily. So think clearly about this. The argument that vaccines don't cause autism is based on that it doesn't cause autism every time. Because, let's face it, the abject ignorance of the germ theory is that the germs cause disease every time, which is absurd and ludicrous, because we have germs, quote unquote, in our bodies all of the time. Candida, which we didn't get to the Candida story, but you can talk E. coli in the body, doesn't kill you, unless it does. Why does it? Because of the terrain. What do vaccines do? Pollute the terrain, intoxicate the terrain. Damage, weaken the terrain, the function of the terrain. And that which grows there is determined by the health or lack of the health of the terrain. And that compounds it. Dr. Batar, we talk about in advanced medicine, we talk about the different toxicities, for instance. You cannot win an argument that injecting toxic poisons is somehow healthy for any system of the body, least of all the immune system. Now, the argument made, again, by the skeptics is often, hey, there's more of, name the ingredient, in a banana, sometimes they'll say this, than in the vaccine. But what's different is that you eat a banana, and your GI tract, which is technically the tube, the alimentary canal that carries the outside world through your body without ever intermixing, except that which is designed by God, yes, I said that, to get in via the process of digestion, which is largely achieved via the microbiome. And when that microbiome is altered, of course, then different things, aberrant things happen, and including the vaccine damage to the gut and the gut microbiome. That's another aspect to this. But if your argument is that because not every child becomes autistic after a shot, therefore it's implausible that some do due to the shot, that is patently unscientific of you to make that claim or statement. I know my audience, our audience here, is not going to make that claim. But there are people that stand steadfastly against even discussing this subject that would censor us, that has already begun to censor through Pinterest and other social media sites like Sayer G and Green Med Info, very invested in the scientific literature as they promote what? Science, what's being revealed, and talk about it in ways that are unapproved via those that want you part of the vaccine cult to not question the reality that, and again, injecting substances, even healthy substances, is different than ingesting them. You can eat squalene, for instance, a fat, an oil, safely. But if you inject that squalene, you trigger something known as Gulf War illness. Read Gary Matsumoto's book on Gulf War illness. You'll understand what I'm saying. So, scientific validity not coming from the pseudoscientists of the skeptic community, but right here, they are coming from right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So read the story, watch the video if you can handle it, about the triplets that manifested autism after the shots. We got a lot more healing to go after this. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, I don't know, is he still eating his Christmas dinner? We carry on, we charge forward, we adapt, and we continue going outside the box. It's outside the box, OTB with RSB and Super D right now. And we're going to carry on. We've got a subject matter here. That is, not something I grew up with. Let me, just briefly go back to my origin point. I did not grow up around firearms. I remember in my teen years, my dad, and this was after my parents got divorced, he bought a pistol of some kind. I don't know if it was a 22 or what it was. But it was like the first time, and I was like intimidated and a little bit scared by it, but he had that, and that was kind of cool. But I didn't grow up around it. I remember sharing the story of my farmer friend, probably the first, I think it was fifth or sixth grade that I met him. And his family had a farm in Meriwether County in Georgia. No jokes, but it was Gay Georgia, back before that had different connotations, apparently. And I, I went and visited his family on the farm, and he brought out, from what I remember, it was a 30-30 shotgun. That was my memory of this. And I aimed at an old barn. And you know that proverbial story about you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn? I missed the broadside of a barn.
What? Just,
yeah, I did.
What?
No, I was so scared and intimidated to shoot a fire. I didn't even know what it was like. I didn't grow up around it, right? I'm just saying, kids.
What was it? Was it like the kick in it that like made you...
I think it was just the anticipation of the kick and the sound and everything. It was like a big boom. I didn't know. It was all new. So I was a city slicker kid. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Now, of course, along comes my son into my life. And he's drawing pictures of firearms when he was young enough to draw. And then he was making, like, figurines of firearms really detailed out of paper.
So this kid came in with this idea, and of course it intimidated and scared others because now we are such a firearm-phobic culture, certain aspects of our culture in America has. And, you know, I was like, you know, I got to acknowledge this kid has some skills and talent and inclination and interest. So I was like, we better learn about this. And, of course, you find out when you get demystify the whole guns are evil, they kill people. You go back to the Health Ranger's funny video about, you know, I think he had a rifle and an AR-15 trying to get it to shoot somebody on its own. It wouldn't do it. He even waved a magic wand. Wouldn't do it. You know, these seem to be silly things, but if you're never exposed to it, of course, it's intimidating, it's scary, and then you realize with proper control and safety protocols, you're not going to screw up. You can do fine. And then again, you get back to the origin of the Second Amendment, which is not a right to bear arms given by government, but it's an acknowledged right of self-defense from God, your creator, unless you believe it's government. That's a different story. So, obviously, I've come up full circle from the time I was afraid, now embracing, and very exciting that, you know, my son's skills have brought him to an area of interest in gunsmithing and things like that. But here's a story, another story about how good guys can stop a crime. And this isn't necessarily one where it stopped necessarily a murder, but apparently a theft. This happened on the Herald out of Everett, Washington. So a couple of guys apparently went in to steal tools, very expensive tools, and pawn them for money. Turn it over to a pawn shop and make some money off of it. So these two men, 22, 23 years of age, went in, and they stole a bunch of farms from the Coastal Farm and Ranch store in Marysville. Apparently, they took some things worth about $400, got out of the store, went into their Honda Civic and took off, or about to. And then, apparently, Super Don, there were some people there that were armed.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a farm and ranch store, so, you know, odds are not going to be unusual for somebody to be armed. Well, on this particular day, there were six customers that saw what was going on, and six customers with guns went out after these guys. And so these guys decided to try and stop the men from leaving, but the driver of the vehicle actually pulled forward towards one of the men that had the gun, and they knocked the guy up on the car on the hood. The other guy said, okay, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
They blew out the tires.
Shot out the tires.
Right out of TV, right? They shot the tires, shot the car. The guys managed to kind of drive away, but they found the car like three blocks down the road, abandoned, with the car, the tires blown out, and the tools still in the car.
So they recover the property, yeah.
They recover the property. So this is an example. You know, with all the stories out there, they're trying to demonize guns. Here's a story where guys had guns. Guys tried to commit a crime. Men with guns stopped the crime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it ended, you know, with a happy ending.
Go back to the Declaration of Independence, folks. Right? Life, liberty, property. Pursuit of happiness. You have a right to defend property. Now, some would say, well, they were dangerous by shooting out the tires, could have ricocheted. Granted, that's possible, but it didn't happen in this case, and a crime was stopped. Folks, we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to troops in Iraq.
marking the president's first visit to a U.S. military combat zone. Former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman says trips like this are key for military personnel.
There's nothing more important to embassy staff than the president visiting and walking the ground and receiving what I think everyone would consider to be the most valuable briefings right on the spot from our best experts. It's also important for the president's relationship with the government of Iraq.
Hoffman was speaking there on Fox News. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Hetha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, you're, you know, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about firearms, which is always a subject that's fun to talk about with Ty Bollinger, of course, but he's not here, so we're going to just do that in his absence. Okay, he's still here. We got one of our commenters saying we have such anti-gun brainwashing in America that you'll see elementary school kids being expelled because they point their finger like a gun. Eat a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. We've covered stories like that. You remember the boy named Hunter he's bringing up. We covered that. His name was Hunter. And so when he was deaf and when he, in the international sign language was like this, Hunter, right? It was the, you know, having the guns, waving the guns, your fingers, right? And, they were saying, yes, to change his name. We can't have that here. And I remember we left South Florida because of that
freakiness, fear over our son's, engagement with that part of life. They were like the liberal, loony leftists who were thought, you know, everybody was going to be a school shooter. Now, granted, you know, in the era of school shooters, there's a sensitivity. I'll grant you that. But it isn't the gun. The question is, how is it that the kid gets a hold of a gun? That's one. Second, or maybe even more primary, is what has gone wrong in their mind, their brain? And we would argue hypoglycemia, I would, and I have for many years, would argue as well that instead of treating hypoglycemia with 100% whole food GTF chromium, they bring in the big guns. Isn't that an ironic way to say it? Big Pharma's big guns. And they put them on speed, Ritalin, methylphenidate, chemical kissing cousin to PCP, angel dust. And then if that doesn't work, they'll put them on an SSRI. And we know that increases homicidal tendency and ideation, suicidal tendency ideation. So how come in generations prior to this, prior to the Columbine, things like that, there used to be shooting clubs? We have shown you pictures, I think we've even posted them in the show notes over the years, Super Don, of, you know, guns kind of leaned up against the fence or leaned up against the school as kids went. And there was
I believe there was like clubs and stuff,
yes.
Right?
You yes,
know,
there were.
That
shooting
they had
clubs.
In the schools.
Yeah.
It wasn't as taboo then as it is now.
Right.
But the question that people ask is, well, why do you have all of the shootings now, right? You didn't have all the it is a valid point that, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on now that you didn't see back when we were kids.
Yes, but what is the common factor of firearms? I mean, the firearms were there before when they weren't shooting up schools, right?
Right.
What is causing the psychosis? That's the question we ask here. And we often answer the things that are causing it, including the violence visited upon children from the day they're born, called vaccination. Who basically, a guy we don't like and don't agree with much, Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, acknowledged that the vaccination, the act of vaccination, is a violent act.
Right.
And so you're going to instill anger. Now, of course, nutritionally, deficiencies, hypoglycemia, all of these things elicit anger. We've reported on, and I've been doing radio, we're about to enter my 20th year in broadcast radio, Super Don. We're almost there. I don't know what we're doing. We need a special logo. We ought to reach out to Steve Feld. Special logo, right. 20th anniversary of the Robert Scott Bell Show, or Robert Scott Bell and Radio, however you want to do that. We should do that. But you look at the difference over the years. How do they have shooting clubs and gun clubs at schools and not at school shootings? And now you have gun-free zones and there are school shootings. Of course, there are other factors playing out in that regard. So, forgiveness. The topic of forgiveness comes up. There's a story, an article. Did Ty write this one? We got it over in The Truth About Cancer?
He did, yes.
So, we're missing TMB's voice. We're going to go for it anyway. It's the healing power of forgiveness. And there's so much anger, divisiveness, hatred. Not that there hasn't been in the past. I mean, look at Cain and Abel, going back into the Bible. So, it's not like it's a new thing. But it seems to have taken on a status of normalcy, where instead of being the outliers of society where you have the anger that would result in murder, you have a systemic anger that is bred into the population. And we talk about the mainstream media's role here. Not only the mainstream medicine, right, and government being captured by the medical field, by Big Pharma, but the lack of nutritional integrity and how that impacts on behavior. You know, one of the stories we covered years and years ago here was a study, it may have been out of Michigan or something, where they changed the food. They changed the food in a school system to more organic food. And they found not only did grades go up, but, you know, violent acts went down. Behavior was better. Simply by altering the food. Now, this is the whole basis of Secret Ingredients, the movie by Amy Hart and Amy Hart and Jeffrey Smith, Secret Ingredients. And it talks more in terms of physical health, but there's also the emotional, psychological health impacted when you feed people the wrong kind of food, pro-inflammatory, junk food, refined food, food with pesticides, glyphosate, Roundup, etc. And the simple act of removing that from the diet and feeding organic non-GMO food changes kids. And so this is not a new concept. Yet we see a violent population stirred into violence, not only by the food that they're eating, which isn't really food, or the drugs that they're taking, which certainly isn't food, or the shots that they're being injected with, that is precipitating violence. Vaccine violence, begetting violence of children growing up to be violent adults. How do we forgive the heinous acts that are being visited upon children? This is a sincere question, Super Don. Because like one of the commenters on our YouTube chat room talked about the difficulty of forgiving those who abuse children. Or maybe they were the one who was abused. How do you forgive the abuser of you? Whether it be physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, any of those things. And it's a legitimate question. Now, the concern would be, if you forgive someone, are you letting them off the hook? Right? Because you want justice. We all want justice, I believe. Justice is everyone getting exactly what they deserve. But justice doesn't always manifest to our eye here while we're alive on this physical earth plane. Then you have to believe, maybe by faith, maybe some of you would claim experience and memory, that you live beyond this time and that the things that, for instance, George Herbert Walker Bush did. I was just sickened by, not literally, but, you know, just a little emotionally disturbed by all of the worshipfulness of the political left. Much less anybody who didn't acknowledge and look at some of the horrific things he did in his lifetime. Now, you're never going to be able to pinpoint it's all bad or it's all good. We're human. There are times where we, you know, there are things that happen. You could go and use the proverbial one you never should bring up, Adolf Hitler. And you could probably find sometime in his life he did something nice for someone, right? So, you know, the point that Super Don likes to bring up, it's never an all or nothing scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point is forgiveness the act of not forgiving, right? I will not forgive the person that trespassed upon me more harmful to you than it is the person that visited abuse upon you, right?
That right there is, that is like the enigma that is very, it's very difficult to wrap your head around.
Mm-hmm.
How forgiveness is not a favor that you're doing for another person. It's not an act of doing something nice to somebody else. Not that they won't benefit from that themselves when you do it, but there's a quote that I remember. I'm just paraphrasing, but it goes something like, you know, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
Mm.
Because the act of forgiveness is you could almost look at it in a selfish way, because it's like you are now releasing yourself from holding grudges, and grudges suck, dude. They do. And people don't realize that. They think that, you know, like when you hold a grudge, you're like doing something to somebody else.
Right.
When in reality, it's like, you know, when you're holding a grudge, you're not doing anything to anybody but yourself.
What is it like, it's been said that, you know, holding a grudge is like
drinking poison and waiting for the
other person to die from it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's,
so,
it's,
you know, work that way. The hardest thing, of course, the emotional wounds, the physical wounds, the scars, they're all real. But when, perhaps, I don't know if this is a mental construct, I think it's a spiritual thing, ultimately, forgiveness. Because, it's, you know, it might be related to surrender as well. That you're not letting the perpetrator, the criminal, off the hook by forgiving them. But you're allowing yourself to heal, perhaps to move on. It's not about not wanting to seek justice.
Because that energy, that negative energy of the grudge,
it is
a poison, but it's hurting you. And it's keeping you from being able to move on. And you know, if the idea is that you want to reconcile with that person, it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. It will never happen unless you forgive. And get rid of that grudge. It's like a wall, you know.
The article is the healing power of forgiveness. The healing power of forgiveness. And this morning I was experimenting with these streaming things. I check it out. You know, we have to be sensitive to what's going on in the media to make bridges for people. I don't want people to have to watch and do the things you do, Super Non, because you have to really detoxify from it every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
And I like the fact that Dr. Bitar doesn't watch media. I think that's a good thing. Our friend Roseanne Lindsay is saying, unplug from the media. I agree. Although I'd like you to plug in a little bit to this media. Hopefully we're not limiting your thought forms or trying to free you from the constrictions of the programming that happened before here. But if we're to move beyond this, you know, I like an example of our political left right now. Again, this is a little bit of a generalization because the people on TV, by and large, are leftists. Now, I look at this show called, I think it's The View, and there were two people on it, I think, that I just saw this morning as I was just trying to stream through stuff. And one of the guys, Hugh Jackman, right, with Wolverine, apparently he's in a movie. It was a rerun, I think, but it was a movie about Gary Hart. Remember, he had the sexual dalliance, and it ended his thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he and the Reitman, the director, and the first thing that they bring up when Hugh Jackman comes on is that he's longtime friends with the daughter and son-in-law of President Trump. Kushner, right? Jared Kushner?
Yeah, Jared. Yeah.
And Ivanka?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, how can you be friends with them? And Hugh Jackman says, listen, you're friends with somebody and you find out that, you know, they have a political view that's different from you. Do you abandon your friends? And so we have a political left that is deranged. They no longer will engage in human interaction and starts, you know, by dehumanizing those people around you because you think they're your enemy, then you're willing to visit horrific things upon them. And, you know, I liken it back to Holocaust-level, you know, scenarios. Dehumanize the Jews, the gays, the gypsies, and then you can get a people to slaughter them wholesale or not do anything while that happens. And the leftists are setting us up for that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, we're daring to go a little bit into the Hegelian dialectic, not for the purposes of division, for perhaps explanation as of how we got here, much like the Flexner Report of 1910, which I wrote about with Ty Bollinger in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, setting the stage for the medical monopoly, the failure of a healthcare system that has no health or care in it, and the failure of the left to intellectually engage in a discussion with the right, which is not intellectually engaged in the discussion either, about how we got into this mess and about what real health and real healing and what health care really is. And the fact that if we were free to choose any kind of healer, not just the communist system we have today. Yes, in America, you can have any form of health care you like as long as it's allopathic. You got me? You got me? You hear me? Kind of like you can have any color car you want under a communist dictatorship as long as it's black. Choice? No. Choice is dangerous. Choice is bad. We don't need choice. Right? Devo. Remember freedom of choice? Freedom from choice is what you want.
Freedom of choice. Because they were free to choose those funny looking hats that they wore.
Right. Yeah, you remember that. Right. Anyway, so here we are. Ty Bollinger absent today. We don't know why. We'll find out. But Merry Christmas, post-Christmas, into the Happy New Year segment. We are going to be live tomorrow, hopefully with Jonathan Emord as we wrap up the 2018 calendar year. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Super Don is mailing and blasting out emailing things, so please share the email list. Please become part of it. We'll get you plugged in. We've got the Fasting Summit. We've got some other things coming up we'll let you know about. Remember, you can always call and leave a message. We don't put out the number that often. If you'd like, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or just go to robertscottbell.com and submit a question or comment there. Any updates or messages or questions or comments as we wrap up in our final segment here?
No. I think this last story that we've got here, it kind of relates to some of the things we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
And on the break here, which is you've got, here's the headline. It got my attention. Mm-hmm. Left's constant trashing of America creating a generation of citizens who have no allegiance to their country.
Right.
Dude, that's kind of a troubling thing. This is all based on a study. that was done that is showing that one-third of natural-born Americans are actively considering leaving the United States to live abroad.
Well, I mean, that's the question, where would you go? I mean, and what is the reason for going? Is Barbara Streisand wants to go to Canada and all the leftists because Trump's here. But what about when Obama was here? Was every right wronged or wronged righted? I mean, the thing is, no, there are no political saviors. The best we can hope for, in my humble opinion, is to limit the damage that government does. And the greatest experiment in the history, recorded history of mankind in doing that is with a government that would be small and limited by the Constitution. The powers were strictly enumerated. They were limited in scope and recognized that sovereignty is with the people. And that which they were not authorized to do at the federal level could be done on the state level, or it would be remaining with the people. Remember the 10th Amendment Center, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Check it out. And we look at the left, you know, not having a basis in understanding that even borders are important for national sovereignty among the law of nations, you know, in order to be a nation. Now, do they want one world order? Do they want to be controlled by unelected bureaucrats in the United Nations? Our friends in England said, you know, I think we want out of this scene with the leaving of the EU, the Brexit, because we don't want unelected bureaucrats in Belgium and Brussels telling us what to do. And so globalization is not about defense of individual liberty. Most countries don't have individual liberty at the root. In fact, I don't think any other than America invested sovereignty with the people, acknowledged it as a right or rights bestowed by God, by a creator, and that government wasn't the creator. And so if the left has really propagated a misunderstanding, and that's a nice way of saying it, that being patriotic or even somewhat nationalistic doesn't always lead to Nazi Germany and wholesale slaughter. It means there's a consciousness associated with your country, with your culture. Michael Savage used to talk about borders, language, and culture. And it isn't anti-immigrant, it's anti-illegal immigrant, but it's recognizing that immigrants come here should assimilate into the culture. If you're looking to alter the culture into some Latin American, you know, despot dictatorship or socialistic Venezuelan experiment, no, you're not welcome here. Although the people on the left say, no, they're come on in, get the free money while we have the welfare society available to us, which, of course, violates the fundamental tenets of a Republican form of government and the defense of individual liberty, because you can feed from one another because you say, I need it more. Let me steal from my brother, my neighbor. That's what government has taught you. That's what media, that's what medicine has taught you at this point. Don't fall for it, folks. Back tomorrow with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Eric, on the board. The power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.